Greetings, everybody. It's Brian Therrien here today with Jonathan Feigenbaum. Jonathan, how are you today?
Great. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great. Doing great. We're here today to talk about long-term disability policies, short-term disability policies, ERISA, all those great insurance policies that people get when they go out and get a job. And you've been working and helping folks out for around 18 years now, assisting people in getting their benefits. Commonly after they've been denied their claim, but even more so in recent years, helping people from the very beginning, making sure that they get all of their benefits. So I know I have an audience that is just eager to hear what you've done and some of the tips you're willing to share. So thanks for coming out today.
Oh, you're welcome, Brian. As you said, I've been at this area of the law for about 18 years, and I've been practicing law of other types since since late 1985, but I'm here today to try to provide in a cursory way some reasons and answers to questions that your audience has about short-term disability, long-term disability, and the general pitfalls of ERISA. So ask away.
Yeah, apparently there are some pitfalls. So let's start with the basics, Jonathan. A general overview of a group policy, somebody, they go to work, you end up getting a long-term disability policy, typically a little chunk of your income is taken out of your paycheck, and you end up buying a policy from there. Now, let's start with this. There's two different types of long-term disability policies, and then there is in general, it's my understanding, and then there's short-term disability.
Right, you're right. Let's just touch on short-term disability real quickly, because it's different. No state requires that anyone be provided with long-term disability. There are some states that require short-term disability, but those are far and few between. For example, Rhode Island does in our neck of the woods, and California requires some level of short-term disability. But long-term in every state is voluntary. And one thing I want to point out right off the bat is that those people working in the private sector that get their benefits through their employer, such as long-term disability, they're all governed under this law called the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. Those folks that are lucky enough to work for what are called governments, such as a state, municipal, or the federal government in terms of benefits, their benefit plans are all exempt.